Listen and Live Audio presents The Witch Family by Eleanor Estes. Read by Jane Jacobs. Chapter 1. Old Witch Banished. One day, Old Witch, the head witch of all the witches, was banished. Amy, just an ordinary real girl, not a witch, said Old Witch would have to go away. So, Old Witch had to go. Instead of living in the briars and the brambles, the caves and the heaths, instead of flying around on her broomstick wherever she wanted, chanting runes, doing abracadabras, casting spells and hurly-burlies, this great-great, multiply the great by about 100, and you have some idea of how old she was, old grandmother, old witch, had to go and live on the top of an awful, high, lonely, bare, bleak, and barren glass hill. And at first, she had to live in the witch house up on that hill all alone, because at first, there was no witch family. There was just herself. She had to go and live on the bare glass hill because Amy, appalled at the wickedness of the old witch, had said she must. Amy was almost 7, and she had a friend, Clarissa, who was almost 7 too. They both had blonde hair that hung straight and long, and they both had blue eyes. Amy's blonde hair was the color of moonlight. Clarissa's was the color of sunlight. They might have been sisters, they looked so much alike. But they were not sisters. They were best friends, and they were both in the same class in Jasper School. They were both brave girls. Clarissa could go all the way to the library alone. And although Amy did not yet go to the library alone, she was a brave...